You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It's Tony, Harry, the whole gang. It's a Monday. It's the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays, Miss Robin, couch guy, recent couch. He's not a temporary couch guy. The great Cal from, not from Cal, that's the Pac-12.
I'll be going back to state soon, though. Go up to the Penn State, probably get the coronavirus, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to pass around up there, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. With the 700-person party.
Are they going to open, is Penn State going to open classes?
They say they are, but I checked, and I have zero in-person classes, so
wow.
I would not say so, no.
I hate to play this card, but stay out of the showers if they ask you to go out there and take a quick tour around the facility. That's my tip for the day, Harry. You know what I'm saying? Not Cal of PA, which there is a...
Yeah, there is.
That's right, Harry.
Cal University of PA.
PA.
Yeah, just like Indiana University
exactly
of PA.
Right. See, we know our stuff.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we have breaking news from Center City, Philadelphia. No, there hasn't been another riot or more kids shot. That's a normal occurrence. The Wawa, one of the most popular Wawas, which for those people around the country don't know what a Wawa is, think
it's like
of Sheetz.
Like a 7-Eleven.
Convenience store.
Yeah, but yeah. Sheetz
Food
is
market.
Another big one in the South. And 7-Eleven's been around longer than all of them. Mm-hmm. But Wawa is very popular here. And they had a huge store at Broad and Walnut, right in Center City, right two blocks from City Hall. They are permanently closing that store at Broad and Walnut, Harry.
Now, why is that?
I think they get looted so much they can't restock the place.
Because I go right by that every time
I go home. It's always packed.
Yeah.
And it's been open 24/7, which I think was their first mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know who goes in there at 2 o'clock in the morning, Harry.
And we've already determined nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Exactly right. Unless you're home.
Scoring at home.
Even if you're alone, Harry. Because you know you can't get in trouble.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing that I downloaded this Citizen app, which I hadn't heard of prior to a week ago. We're not promoting the app, but somebody told me about it. You download the app on your phone, and then it tells you live what is going on criminal-wise in your neighborhood, or if there's any kind of police, fire department, any kind of activity.
Any kind of first responder activity.
Any
no,
kind
like
of,
if there's a shooting or a stabbing, it's called Citizen.
Yeah,
is
it's
it
called
the
Citizen.
Citizen or just Citizen?
I think it's just called Citizen app.
And Robin's on it 24/7 because as soon as something happens and it gets reported,
it notifies
neighborhood
you.
Town watch people, and then they alert this app, and you can do it. If something's happening in your neighborhood, you heard shots fired, you go on there and you put it up there so your neighborhood knows. Mm. And it goes around the entire city. I think it's around the country, too.
Yes, it's all over the country. And I'm a little bit scared about it because now I'm actually, I'm glad I didn't know about
Robin's like
this
the old lady
the
that
riots.
Has the police scanner.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
Hey, Maggie, did you hear what happened there? Yeah. Some guy just.
Police.
Just,
police activity at 13th and Mifflin.
Right now. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do now. I have to get out my AK.
I wish we still had the party lines on phones so that I could, like, break in and go, oh, my gosh, did you hear what just happened?
No, but, I mean, every night there was, like, in the neighborhood here that I told the other couch guy, Kylan Farrell, not to go looking for places in Point Breeze, which is supposed to be a new hot and trendy neighborhood, and I told him it's not. We had a couple people stabbed. We had a couple kids shot over the weekend. Mm. Just insane, man.
So does Robin have a CB radio, too?
I used to have a CB in the house. Oh, yeah. I used to have
breaker,
one.
Breaker, breaker.
I had an antenna on the roof, and I would sit in my living room and play with the CB
radio. Is that
radio. Right? So you know how far I could hear the truckers giving me the 10-4, good buddy. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the Waze app.
Yeah, but that that's the new way of doing it. I mean, having a police radio.
Yeah.
Well, for example, right now, if I'm looking in our neighborhood, there is a little yellow dot, and this means that it's 0.7 miles away. It happened within the hour. There's an apartment fire, and it has photographs, and this is on Ritner.
People will take a picture of something, and then they'll report it, and then this is where all the local television stations don't even have to go out anymore and go check on this stuff.
Right.
They get the video from people. It's pretty good.
It's kind of scary.
Meanwhile, let's get it back to sports now. Because we've got action. We already had hockey games. We have a game in the NBA. And are we in overtime?
Toronto
no, we're
and the
late.
Heat, right?
Yes, we are late in the fourth quarter. Raptors 102, Miami Heat 101 with 22 seconds away. How about that game?
And you don't get NBA TV.
No, I don't get it on my
outrage.
TV. It is. I'm going to blame the NBA on this. Maybe if they could take some of that China money. And give these games away to people for free. Why are you making this something you have to pay for? I don't have to pay to watch NBCSN so I can see the hockey games.
I don't pay extra for the NBA TV. It's all part of the big sports package.
I don't have the entire sports. I don't have it on this one. I could put it up here because I have the sports package. See, we have both.
Right.
Com Crapstick and we have Fios. So we have both cable services. But the one that I can look straight at, that is Comcast. And we don't have all the channels. I'm not paying another $250 a month for channels I don't watch, Harry.
Well, hopefully the NBA starts broadcasting on the History Channel. You'll be safe.
Maybe as well. Because the NBA to me is history right now for me. I'll tell you that right now.
It only took you less than 24 hours to be done with the NBA reboot.
I'm not done with it. I've been watching it, Harry.
Oh, you have?
I've been flipping around.
Well, that Sixers game the other day was absolutely disgusting.
And there was no energy in the building.
No, I know.
There was no energy.
Well, there was with one player, T.J. Warren, was allowed to get anywhere he wanted on the court. And they just let him go.
And if the Sixers only had like 15 assistant coaches who could make an observation that T.J. Warren was just taking shots from wherever he wanted, T.J. McConnell was more
effective. They did nothing to interrupt him. Nothing.
What the hell is going on out there?
More in a pickup game at the YMCA. After he gets 40, you'd think, all right, let's get up in his chest a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Did they forget how to play and coach after a couple of months off?
I'm telling you, 20 turnovers. They still can't defend a pick and roll. I've never seen a team have any worse defense against pick and roll.
Embiid's horrible at it, too. Yeah. He just hangs back in the paint.
Yeah.
So basically, the Sixers aren't going to win the NBA championship.
Well, not if they play like they did on over the weekend. No, no, sir.
Who's closer to winning? I'm going to do a
that
typical
team was
local.
Missing Sabonis and Brogdon.
I know. I'm going to give you the local sports talk radio question of the day, Aaron, even though we're not doing local sports talk radio here. Which team has a better chance, is closer to winning a championship?
Oh, yes.
The Philadelphia Flyers or the Philadelphia 76ers, Harry?
We're not including the Phillies in this at all, discussion.
No, because I'm talking about the two teams. Well, the Phillies are playing. They've only played three games, Harry.
I know.
They're not even close to winning 10 games. Maybe in the month of August, if this stuff keeps going the way it does.
Tone, that question is so perfect for the city of Philadelphia because the Flyers win one game, and all over Twitter now, the Flyers are going to the cup. The Sixers lose one game.
Yep.
They're not going to make the playoffs. They've got to fire the coach, fire everyone.
Well, I don't think they can get worse than the sixth seed.
No, they can't, but it's just that's just the over-dramatic ridiculousness.
But I know I've done shows as a local. I don't knock local radio. I'm saying that when you do local radio, you focus on the local teams.
But there was a team in the NBA that locked in a playoff spot over the weekend,
That's
right?
your Philadelphia.
No.
Union. The Union's in the Final Four.
I'm talking about the NBA. I thought you said the Mavericks locked in a spot.
Oh, you said, oh, yeah, the Mavericks, they locked in at least the 7 seed. They hadn't made the playoffs in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And you know how they clinched? This is the best. I'm sure Mark Cuban's excited about this. So they clinched it when Memphis lost to the Spurs, and then they still had to go out and figure, all right, let's try to move up. We know we're locked in at least 7. We can't do any worse than the 7 seed if you're the Dallas Mavericks. So what do? They go out there and lose to the Phoenix Suns and drop to 0-2 in the bubble. They lost by 2. And what's interesting to note here, the Mavericks were 2-10 in games decided by 3 or fewer points this year. Only the Atlanta Hawks were as bad in close games. So they're a good team, and they've got some good players. But what does that tell you right there, Harry? They don't know how to close out games. Not yet.
They're a young team.
Yeah, and that's again, I'm not condemning them. They shouldn't win the NBA title this year.
No.
Nobody expected them to even be this good this quickly after Dirk ended his era, right?
Right. No, you're right. And then it's, you keep it in the West. You know, the Pelicans are 0-2. I mean, they're all but cooked.
I mean,
right?
Don't get me started.
They got
that.
Memphis
we talked about
coming
Zion.
Up tomorrow night or Wednesday night. Tomorrow
supposed
night
to be a huge game, but what's the new terminology, Tony Bruno?
It's tonight.
It is tonight.
The next game that they're playing against each other. And
to show you that I'm not a complete NBA hater, I broke down today's NBA action.
Yeah.
I don't have an NHL schedule broken down on today's games.
You spent how many minutes on the NBA?
I spent at least a good 10 minutes, because then we also have breaking news, which isn't breaking anymore. The coach of the year was announced today.
Yes. Not one,
not
two.
And it should have been 3.
Correct.
One vote off.
Mike Budenholzer of your Milwaukee Bucks, Billy Donovan, former Florida great, Oklahoma City coach, tied. But then Nick Nurse of your Toronto Raptors was one vote away, Harry, from having a three-way. Mm. And, you know, whenever you're one vote away from a three-way, you know what I always say?
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Exactly right. Was there ever a three-way tie for Coach of the Year in the NBA?
Not to my knowledge, no.
But did you notice the Bucks had on their uniforms over the week? Cream City.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw
it. Do you know what that stands for?
I have no clue.
Cream City is the nickname, apparently, for Milwaukee, based on the brick, the color, light yellow colored brick made from a clay that is found outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I thought they were the beer city.
Yeah, that's what
Benny,
I thought.
Benny
and Brewers, I thought it was cream ale.
Yeah,
I thought that's,
not,
what
that's
they
in
referred.
Genesee, New York, Harry. And trust me, I grew up on Jenny
that
Cream Ale.
Terrible.
Who didn't grow up on Jenny Cream Ale?
That was
ale
my first beer.
Back
those
in the
ugly
day,
green cans.
They still make them, Harry.
Do they?
Still a quality product, Clark.
It's awful.
You know what I'm saying?
Terrible.
Wait a minute, Scrapple Joe. Jeremy Roenick was one vote away from a three-way with his coworker. Now, come on, man.
Jeez.
Let's go to Trevor. Let's get him in here now. See what the hell's going on up there. What's going on?
What up, Tony? What up, Harry? I'm just watching the Winnipeg and Calgary Flames. We got a tie game right now.
I know. I love having live sports. Not on Hulu. They stopped paying all those stiffs in the NBA and other sports that go out there and pretend they really cared about Hulu, and they only were doing it because they were throwing money at them.
Tony, what is the NBA? It is not referenced to me. Is that a league in China?
I believe it is,
just
Harry.
Wondering.
Harry?
Yes. They are a league in
China.
Thank you. So I'm just happy we got hockey. I know the Flames and the Jets, we got a good series there. We got some chippiness on Saturday night. By the way, Blackhawk overs and Islanders or unders are back in session, by the way, for you gambling degenerates out there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of – there's some games – most of these hockey games, there's been goal score. A lot of goal score. Harry.
Yeah. A lot of action, a lot of physicality, a lot of scoring. It's entertaining.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that over for the Blackhawks and Oilers hit in the first period on Saturday. That's what I call a great bet by me.
Absolutely.
A great bet by me.
If you say so yourself.
Right, right.
You know, that's what Conlon Farrell, the couch guy who's on the concussion protocol, is. He will come in and he'll come in and brag about, hey, I had him in the top 20 on the golf at St. Jude this weekend. You know who I had there?
Yeah.
I had Justin Thomas in the top 20.
Where was that in Wednesday?
You don't mention the other 17 bets
you lost. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an outrage, man. It's an outrage.
Absolutely. Tony, how do you like in the new stuff how the NHL's presenting the game? I feel it's a lot better than the NBA. I saw a glimpse of the NBA. It looks like it's a regular NBA game. It looks pretty boring. I feel like the NHL's done a way better job. If they could add a camera, like how you're playing like NBA, like NHL 2K or like NHL 20, the camera going north-south, that would be really cool. Am I right about that? I think both leagues have done a great job.
They both have done it. They've got the both of them have the Rona under control. Hockey's at remarkably. I can't believe that there hasn't been any positive tests in the National Hockey League bubble, Harry.
Yeah.
Because those guys like to go out and have a couple of brewskis after the game when they leave the room.
Hey, it's all about that room service people have got right now. You got the room service and maybe using a drink app to give it to the hotel people so they can bring it up to you.
It's a final now. Wait a minute. It is a final now. The Toronto Raptors have held on and beaten your Miami Heat 107-103. That's a how many point win is that, Harry?
Four point win.
What was the number in that game? The Miami Heat?
I'm not sure.
And your Toronto Raptors, Harry.
Raptors are really good.
They really are. Even without Kawhi, they're still good, man.
Yeah, and it was their coach who finished like a vote out from being
was the great Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse, right?
Not Nurse Shark, because Shark Week doesn't start till next week, Harry, if you're scoring at home. Nick Nurse.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How could he not be coach of the year after last year? Or is it this year?
Well, this year.
Yeah, this year. They lost Kawhi, and they went 47-18. 23-9 on the road.
They look like the best team in the East by far.
It's ridiculous.
Toronto was a 2.5-point favorite, Tony.
And they covered
the number.
They
covered the number.
How about that, Harry? How about that? You know why? Because Anunoby made two free throws with 0.7 seconds left to cover the number. What's this dude's name?
I don't know. I don't know who you just
said.
He
wasn't even available last year.
OG Anunoby?
He's OJ Anunoby, yes. Anunoby, it looks like.
Yeah, Anunoby.
Anunoby. I said it right. I said Anunoby. Anunoby for the cover. Two free throws with 0.7 seconds left, and that's all that matters, Harry, when you cover the number in the NBA. We're coming right back. Stick around.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that White Bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft. And the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your power.
beautiful, and I Am Pissed Off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at Least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Monday. We got an NBA game over. We got a hockey game over, Harry. We got action all over the place. But there's no better action anywhere, Harry, than the out-of-town scoreboard. Now, baseball players are playing home and away games. Hockey and NBA players are not. But let's go overseas, Harry, in case you were sleeping early in the morning.
I think this is Japan.
Is this Japan?
I think that's where this is comes from, yeah.
I believe you are right, although I can't swear to it because I don't
But it's Asian baseball.
Yes.
Let's go. It's a 2-2 ball game, Harry. They're in extra frames here. They don't play that man starts on second base situation in Japanese baseball.
Now, we are pulling this commentary and video off of Bob Menery's Instagram.
Yes, the great Bob Menery, who normally does fake play-by-play of things that have previously been recorded, and he juices them up a little bit.
Well, right. I think the reason he posted this is because he's finally found someone that could actually step in for Peter or himself should one of them get the Rona.
And this, you know, these are the kind of highlights you don't see on SportsCenter, any of these other highlight shows. This is giving love to the broadcasters in a – it was a 2-0 ball
game. It's 2-0, actually.
It's 2-0.
Yeah.
They're in the 10th inning, I believe, right? Or is it the bottom of the second? I can't tell their damn scoreboards.
Now,
it looks like the bottom of the second to
me. I'm seeing something here where it says WWEDA-Rhinos. Wasn't that one of the Korean baseball
Yeah, but they got rhinos
teams?
All over the world.
There's rhinos everywhere.
Okay. Those suckers, they come over, they'll turn your car upside down. They get that horn underneath there. Bam! They flip you like a burger, man, at Steak and Shake or Shake Shack.
But here we go.
Where I believe Joel Embiid and Shake Milton are having an afternoon shake and a burger. Make it a quarter pounder. Let's go to baseball action, and I want you to pay attention to the play-by-play. This man is a legit great announcer.
This ball is local, just like the ex-girlfriend who will never return. Home run!
Let's hear it again.
Yes.
Well, here the ball is going to the left field seats.
This ball is local, just like the ex-girlfriend who will never return.
It's actually
Oh, that's brilliant.
This ball is long gone, just like the ex-girlfriend It will never return.
Yeah, that's actually the Chinese Baseball League.
Okay.
The EDA Rhinos. I looked up the website, and they're in the Chinese Professional Baseball
League. So it is from
China. Yeah.
That's a good job. That's a unique caller, Harry.
Yes.
You know, all the American guys have all their catchphrases. You know,
right.
John Sterling, the great John Sterling, you know, an A-bomb from A-Rod and all the other ones. But I have never heard an American broadcaster drop that. That ball's long gone like an ex-girlfriend.
Who will never return.
Notice he didn't say ex-wife.
No.
Because the ex-wives never leave,
yeah.
Even though they don't return either.
Well, they're contractually obligated to stay around for a few years until they soak you dry.
They're just on the
ring
pup list.
He gone. Long gone.
Beautiful.
How about that? That's such a great call. 20 minutes later, I'm going to want to hear it again. Now, that's Japanese. Now, come on, man. Or Chinese food. No, that's right. It's Chinese food that you have to eat again. You're hungry an hour later, right? Or is that racist now to say that?
I don't think that's appropriate anymore, Tony.
Although, it's because of the MSG in there that it triggers your appetite again.
It does?
Yeah, so it's a physiological thing.
Well, nobody has an appetite at MSG right now because they'll be melting. Well, they've melted the ice because they're not going to be playing there.
MSG is known to trigger your appetite. That's how come people can't just say one trip to Doritos. To a lot of fast foods have it in there. It's addictive.
Well, I tried my first Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich today.
Now, did you go spicy? See, I go just a regular
I went spicy, and I'm glad I went the spicy route. It was very good. It's really awesome.
It's
and their fries are good, too.
Yeah, the fries
are good. You
get the combo. Robin got the combo. I just got the sandwich.
Yeah.
Because then she made the mistake of ordering the iced tea with cane sugar, which is supposed to be better for you. I see. When I have iced tea, I put it with no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was going to be that sweet. I had no idea.
I just got a diet.
I hate to do it to you, Robin.
How much
I paid for that stupid soda that neither one of us drank?
We don't drink soda or anything like that anymore. So I wanted something without carbonation. And
how about water?
The cane.
How about
tea
a beer? How about I could have come home and had a nice
sweet.
Corona Premiere. I'm still waiting to get the Yingling flights. They're out of circulation.
Yeah.
We have a major shortage here.
They must have a supply issue.
They do.
I don't think they realized how popular it was going to be.
I need a tractor trailer pulling up right now from all the way up there.
Pottsville.
How long? That's about a two-hour drive, right?
Pottsville,
two and a half.
Probably two and a half.
Depending
you're
on traffic.
You're easily there in 2.5.
Tony, if your good friend Frank Altadonna is listening, who works for Yingling, we love him.
Yes.
We've seen him at different events. Frank, if you're listening, Tony is in serious trouble here. He has no Yingling flights.
He's
can't find them
product.
Anywhere.
I had to buy Corona Premieres, which are a nice product, too, with the same, the same low carbs. And now I've been driving around like once or twice a weekend, not just looking for beer. So I went out to go grocery shopping early in the morning, Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I was up at 8:30. I was out in the grocery store like a senior citizen or a bunch of hipsters. The only people out at 8:30 in the morning are hipsters and senior citizens, Harry.
What, on what day?
Saturday morning.
And guys going to play golf.
Yeah, but they're not going into Acme
looking
for beer, Harry.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Tony, we want to remind people that we are guest-free. So we can take phone calls this hour.
Open lines. Open phones. America. John McMullen next hour, ladies and gentlemen. For the very latest on the national football.
You would like to call in, even if you're a newbie, even if you're a first-time caller, call in to 215-462-TONY. That's 215-462-8669.
And the strapper line active, as it has been. It's been soaking over the weekend, Harry. Mm-hmm.
Marinating.
Marinating nicely.
Think about this weekend, Tony. We had live baseball, basketball, hockey,
golf, auto racing.
Right.
We had Formula One. We had IndyCar.
Yep.
We had soccer.
It's incredible. It's almost like it's too much to watch.
It is too much. It's impossible
to watch. At the same time, I'm flipping around all yesterday afternoon.
I was flipping somebody off all afternoon, coming down the street and making a lot of noise while I'm inside trying to watch sports, Harry. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the strapper line, though, because I believe, before we Joe's answering the phones, but I want to make sure we have some good stuff. Did you tell Nick Kale, by the way, that his call on Friday was just absolutely horrific and shameful?
He asked if we played it on the air, and I just told him yes. I didn't expand because it was, you know, he see, that's his problem. He thinks he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I say something that's not funny.
Right.
I usually give myself, you know, booze. Vodka, normally, on Fridays.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of booze.
Yes.
Did you see that they are probably going to play booze during the Stanley Cup?
Oh, yes. When the Stanley Cup is hoisted, when it's finally over, the arena up there in Canada, because I think they're using, are they using Toronto or Edmonton for the finals? I don't remember.
Sure.
Whichever
one
they use for the finals, the commissioner will go out there, and they will actually continue the tradition
of booing the commissioner,
even though there's no fans in the stands.
Right.
Isn't that wrong?
No, I think that's fair.
I like it. I like it. I think it's fair.
Got to keep it going.
They didn't boo the commissioner when he was the commissioner of the NFL. Roger Goodell in his basement when he made the picks.
And they should have.
But they
it
always
was sorely
boo
missing.
Bettman. They always do it.
So it's going to be Edmonton.
Boo this man.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, let's go to the Strapper line. Oh, should we go to Ken first? Let's get Ken in Virginia in here. Ken's down there in the for shizzling his nizzle down in VA as the great. You know who said that? Huh? For shizzle my nizzle used to drizzle down in VA.
Well, that's Snoop, right?
No.
No? Who?
Let's see if Ken in Virginia knows what I'm talking about.
Ken?
Kevin.
Hey, Tony.
Ken. Hey, Ken, what's going on down there?
We're just trying to keep our heads above water down here with our lovely governor.
Yeah, now, is that Isaiah's hitting you guys yet down there? I know the Carolinas always get hit because it sticks out so far. But it's not a hurricane, right? It's a tropical storm. I mean, it's still something.
It's a tropical storm. We haven't got anything yet, just some clouds and, you know, the promise of a few inches of rain, maybe. You know, it's hit or miss for us.
So the governor hasn't shut down the entire state again?
No, just whenever he decides he wants himself back on television again. He misses his face on television, so he hops back on television and reminds us all that, you know, if we can't keep it together, he'll shut it down.
Now, is he wearing his hood when he's doing that from his college yearbook or high school yearbook?
He's choosing not to dress up, but he gets up there and he stands around and stares and looks, and then when somebody asks him a question, he turns into the Johnny Carson show. He just has a bunch of guests come up and answer those questions, Tony. So he doesn't answer any questions. He has other people do that.
Well, of course. I mean, I do the same thing here. And then I rip them for answering for me.
Right. And you and him must know each other, Tony, because that's kind of what he does. He accepts none of the blame.
No, I'm kidding. I accept all the blame on the show, even when it's not my fault. That's the difference. I actually have to face the music on the show. I don't get to go hide. You know what I mean?
Well, Tony, I'm glad to have you back on the radio. We've been missing you. I'm glad to find you again. I'm a Sixers and a Flyers fan down here in Virginia, and I'm trying to hold that together. The Flyers look great, but when T.J. Warren scores 53, maybe it's time for me to lace him up and play a little defense for the Sixers.
Well, we'll see. We said this earlier about some teams that really don't need to win, like the Boston Bruins. You know, they didn't have their top goalie, and they didn't take it as seriously as the Flyers did yesterday. And the Flyers are out to prove something. They're building confidence for when these games really, really matter. Because the Flyers are in the playoffs. The Bruins are in the playoffs. The Rangers are the team, to me, that have been the biggest disappointment so far because they're playing like they want to go home, and they're getting run around the rink by the Carolina Hurricanes. And then in the NBA, like the Sixers losing that
game.
Yeah, and the Sixers losing that game is not really going to affect their seating. They're not going to really drop very far. They can't go up very far. They're like sitting there in a safe place, like Joe Biden in his basement. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about anything. You can keep everything. You can have a bad game. Watch. Shake Milton will come out and play better. You watch.
We can't play much
worse. No, you're right about that.
I mean,
yes.
I'm hoping that at least Shake Milton can, you know, be a little bit more visible than Joe Biden. I mean, because if we can shift Milton can give us 12 minutes, that's two more minutes give you safely.
No, you're right. Again, I think there was a lot of pressure on Shake Milton because they announced that he was going to be the starting point guard before they rebooted the games. Remember, Harry?
Yes.
And everybody was excited, and you know, the whole thing going on with Ben Simmons. Everybody thought he would be depressed because he was no longer the starting point guard. And, you know, Shake Milton, there's a guy who saw what pressure's like against a team that was missing two of its best players, Harry.
Yeah.
So, again, if he continues to play that way, then the Sixers know that he can't be the point guard when these games count. Is he the point guard to take this team to the championship, Harry?
No.
And can you make that determination in one game?
Yeah. They weren't going to the championship anyway.
How far are they going, Harry?
Second round. They're out in the second round.
As far as Space Mountain takes them.
Yeah. Right.
It's about
love Space Mountain. It's only a 2-minute ride.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is it the fastest 2 minutes in sports?
No, no. That's still the Kentucky.
No, Space Mountain's a little bit longer than some of the other ones.
No, it's not. Space Mountain is not that long, Robin. The longest ride at the Disney parks is Splash Mountain.
Yes, for sure.
Because it has... You go in through the ride, you have
a
dog.
Is that a flume, one of those flume things?
Yeah, they're going to change the name because it's racist now all of a sudden, 50
no,
years later.
No, it'll still probably be called Splash Mountain, but the inside is going to be something different.
It's going to be no longer Zippity-Doo-Dah because Zippity-Doo-Dah is racist.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
The longest ride is It's a Small World.
Oh,
that's
yes.
frightening.
Yeah, but that's not really a ride.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
but it's just
Space Mountain is a roller coaster ride. I mean, it's dive. It's you. There's two dives in that ride, but then it goes through all these indoor stuff. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I think there's no doubt that Splash Mountain is the longest continuous attraction as far as when you get on and when you get off. You get in, and then you get out.
I have the breakdown
Oh, let's go to our Disney update desk.
All the different rides,
let's go to
Tony Bruno.
Let's go to the Disney desk, Robin.
So Space Mountain is 2 minutes and 30 seconds from beginning to end.
Splash Mountain's 11 minutes.
11.
I told you, that's a long-ass
ride.
I'm a Disney expert, man. I'm a cast member, Harry.
That's that moat, though, that takes
forever. I believe you.
Yeah. We're not arguing that.
Now, you can't count Swiss Family Treehouse as a 13-minute ride because it's not a ride. You climb through the stinking trees. It's not even a ride.
And you can dawdle, so it's hard to... That's hard to gauge.
It's a Small World, 10 minutes and 30
See,
seconds.
See, so even It's a Small World is not as long as Splash Mountain.
Wow.
So let me give myself, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to separate my shoulder. But let me reach back here and just give myself a couple of nice pats on the back. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's go to Mike out there in the OC. We haven't heard from Mike in a while. Mike, what the hell's been going on out there, man? Mike?
How are you guys doing today?
Beautiful, great. Man.
You guys talk about Disneyland? My God, I've been going for my whole life. You kidding me?
Hey, I used to have, the pass. Robin and I would go to Disneyland like at least once a month because we had the yearly pass, and it was only 45 minutes.
Right?
It was only a 45-minute drive from Venice Beach to Disneyland.
Oh, 45 minutes if you're lucky, right, Tony, without traffic.
Damn right, man.
Headed down to 5 Capella, you know it, Tony. Tony, back in the old days, they used to have the company night at Disneyland. My dad worked for Hughes Aircraft. They shut down the whole park except for Hughes Aircraft employees or Lockheed, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony, it was incredible. You run around the park all night.
Yeah, we did that. Actually, Robin and I, our first date.
Yes.
Robin's first date with me, I worked for Clear Channel, and they had a Clear Channel night at Disneyland.
Oh.
And so they would do it. They would close the park at 7 o'clock to regular people.
There you go.
And then the park would be open only for Clear Channel employees, Harry.
And when I graduated high school from West High School in Torrance, California,
went to West, Robin?
Yes, I did. They had grad night.
I know West, South, North, and whatever, right?
Exactly.
Right. Three of them or something?
Not West, not Kim Kardashian and Kanye's son, West.
My cousin lives in Torrance. I know Torrance very well.
Now, did that really impress you, Robin,
when
Tony would take you to a sort of a private Disneyland experience?
Well, I think it probably would have impressed me more if I hadn't been to Disney so often and that I didn't have the grad night there. But it was very cool. It was.
Robin, you weren't 18 years old. Or I would have been arrested taking you to Disney if I had taken you when you were in high school.
Where did that come from?
Her prom?
You're not paying attention. But it was very cool because I do love Disney. So
yes,
I live in Gardena, Robin. Yeah, where Gardena is, right close to you in Torrance.
Yeah,
exactly right, man.
I probably knew Robin. No, I probably knew Robin.
Now, are you wearing a mask right now? Has Governor Newsom threatened to come down to the OC and give you guys the business?
I got to tell you something about the OC first. Oh, first of all. New test, 21% down over a 7-day period for Southern California, or California, coronavirus cases. So there's finally some decent news, Tony.
Yes.
In California. But who knows? I got to ask you this. Is Silk Bra running for city council in Huntington Beach?
He's running for something. Yeah, he is
hearing
running.
Those rumors that he's...
he is running for something. I don't know what it is.
He's running.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Well, you know, when your main accomplishment that you could post is that you're multiple-time winner of the
Smack-Off.
Did he win the first Smack-Off?
No, JT the Brick.
That's right.
JT.
So Silk
JT
Bra.
The Brick.
Yeah. Smack-Off champion, hip-hop historian, educator, and all-around nice guy. That's eminently qualifies him, not just to be a city councilman in Manhattan. Is he in Manhattan? He's in Huntington Beach.
He's in Huntington Beach.
He's in Huntington Beach.
He's in Huntington.
Exactly
and
right.
About the beer pro. Who knows where he is down there? Hey, guys, I got some big Angels news. You want to hear it?
This is breaking news.
It's been a terrible season. That was incredible, Tony. I appreciate that. Joe Adell's being called up. Thank you, Lord, our Savior.
Adele, she lost a lot of weight. She looks great. You don't even recognize her after the picture. Did you see the picture of Adele?
It's amazing. Yeah. She's like a different person. It's crazy.
I hope she still can bring the fastball.
You guys are too much.
So FYI, Silk Bra is running for City Council of Huntington Beach.
Yes. How about
told
that?
You, Robin, see?
That's great knowledge right there. This is the city of Huntington Beach. Who's he running against, though? I want to know who he's running against.
It looks like there's a lot of candidates.
Yes, he's.
I got to get the ballot. My sister lives there. I'm going to get the ballot. I'll get a picture of it and show it to you guys or something.
What are they like? Is everybody that lives in Huntington Beach running for city council?
There's like 5 pages of city council.
Dudes.
Electric.
Mike, great stuff, man.
15.
That is great Orange County knowledge right there. Yeah.
There are 19 people running for city council.
So, Jesus. 18 kooks and Silk Bra.
Yes.
That's what
Wait,
it is.
Silk Bra's not a kook? That dude's whack, man. Are you kidding me?
How about 18 other kooks?
Now, does it list their political affiliation? Are they all Democrats? Is there a mix?
I have no idea.
Robin, pull that back up. I want to see the ballot here.
Sorry.
I want to do some ballot harvesting here.
How do you tell who or what they are? It just has their name.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. Does it have?
Yeah, there's no party affiliation, I don't think.
Now, some of them haven't filed papers yet. See, it says papers filed. Mm-hmm. So some people have not filed their papers, and no papers, no ballot. You don't get on.
And then on the ballot designation, they can put down what they do.
Small
so there's
business
like small
owner,
business owner, yeah. Historic resources boardman.
What's Silk Bra listed at on there?
I don't even know what his real name is. So
I don't either. I don't.
I
either.
Wouldn't know which one he is.
Well, his last name actually is Silk.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I believe so.
Wait a minute. We have an update now.
Oh, here. It must be
Silk Bra.
Silkinson. There it is.
Silk Bra has an 8-point lead over Wool Bra.
Well, it is hot, Tony. It is the summer, so the wool bra is out.
Yeah, you can't wear a wool bra in the summertime. You shouldn't wear any bra in Huntington Beach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I vote no bra.
Bra. No papers, no peace. What did it list him as? As
it
far
didn't
as
have
his
anything.
It didn't have any
there was
affiliation.
No occupation.
Didn't have, like,
no.
You know how many votes
got,
he would
get? He's got his email on there, though.
You know how many votes he would get if he said smack off champion?
Oh, God.
Come on, man. It's down in Rome's wheelhouse.
I'm not going to dox him, but it does have all this information.
We're
just
not doxing anyone.
Yeah.
What do we look like, CNN here, Robin? Come on. Anyway, more of your calls coming up. Stick around. We have Friends of the Couch Guy standing by in Burlington, New Jersey. We don't want this to be a one-sided show here. We represent all different walks of life. You have an opposing viewpoint, you call. We present it. 215-462-TONY, 215-462-8669. And the strapper line. We haven't even got the strapper lines. Let's get the strappers in here.
We
up
just
in this
blew
joint.
Through the big segment, commercial-free and guest-free, with no strapper calls.
I know. We got to get the strappers in here, man. These strappers have been waiting all weekend.
Because we got McMullen coming up in the final hour.
He's no strapper yet, Harry. Stick around.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter, zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Having fun as per usual. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays. Harry, a lot of people observing on our Twitch stream, the different. My hands are always moving, so I don't have any specific. Now, if I did that, then I'd get in trouble, and then somebody would take a picture, and I'd say, I'm giving the white power salute or whatever that means.
Right.
I always thought that was.
It used to be okay back in the day.
It used to be okay. Yeah. That's when I was
now
a trucker.
Now it's not okay.
Like when I was doing, I was talking to truckers on my home CB, I would always say, hey, 10-4, good buddy. And now 10-4 good buddy has a totally different meaning.
But I thought it does? That it was yes, it does.
Really,
10-4 good buddy is now specifically aimed for.
Let me guess, sexual in nature, like
yes,
yes, but
you're
it's
looking for
specific,
a hookup.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's between two men.
Not well, of course, lot lizards.
Yes. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Not lot lizards. Lot lizards are always there, Harry.
Now I thought that sign was like if you held it upright, then it was still okay. But if you turned it over,
right.
then it was the white power
or
something
whatever,
like
yeah.
that. I don't know. I don't use either, really. So
they're saying that I'm doing the Vulcan handshake.
Oh, I
can't even do that.
It.
And Joe
I can
C.
do it with one hand. Joe C. confirms
our engineer confirmed that sometimes I'll do that when I'm trying
so
to drive a point home. I'm usually doing it to him, probably.
I'm sure
I'm all
are.
Over the place.
Yeah.
I'm Italian, so I. But I never. I don't think I. I don't. I just point at the. I do my.
Well,
I learned
you
this
get
from
in
Fred.
There.
I learned it from Fred Carter. The great Fred Carter, who was the best player on the worst team in NBA history. On
1973.
NBA Tonight. Remember he was doing the NBA Tonight shows on ESPN2? And then when they would introduce him, he would go, he would point right at the camera.
He
love Fred Carter, man.
Well, Tony, the angrier he gets, the more
then
he
Then I
will
close
point.
In on the camera, and I want to make sure I get close enough where the people that I'm yelling at can feel the spittle coming right at them.
And hopefully they have a mask on. So
yeah, they have it. I don't have a mask, but I'm not going to give them the Rona because I'm clean. Let's go back to the phones. We have a man who claims to be a friend of the couch guy. Not the couch guy who's still in concussion protocol, Conlon Farrell, the couch guy. The couch guy who is here right now, Cal from Penn State, originally from Jersey. Brandon, how do you know this guy, Cal?
Known him for a while, same high school, but I actually go to Penn State as well. I don't know if I call it a friend. I don't know. More of an acquaintance. Friend is, Cal does some crazy stuff. I don't know if I want to be lumped in with that.
Whoa. He's got a stick.
Whoa. Wow. What kind of crazy stuff?
He's got a Grateful Dead shirt on, man.
Well, I know he went to that concert. I know he went to that concert, but that's his kind of music.
Yeah, that doesn't make him a bad guy.
Is he a Fish guy, too? Does he go to Fish shows in Hershey Park Arena?
The Grateful Dead.
I don't believe so.
The Grateful Dead gets you up the power rankings for me.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, Cal may have never returned from that Grateful Dead concert.
Exactly.
He could be here, but.
Meanwhile, it was like 20 years after most of the guys died in the Grateful Dead that
right.
he went and saw him.
Yeah.
And they're grateful. Other than that, is he a strapper, would you say? Brandon?
A strapper? What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, you know, a strapper. It's like a term we use. It could mean multiple things. It could mean you're a really good guy, or it could mean you're a jerk. Strapper's just like, I know that guy. He's a strapper.
Like a dope.
Oh, I would say strapper in a good way. I mean, clearly hard worker for you guys. Showed me and some of our friends to your stream and, you know, turned it on. So you guys were talking about Sixers Flyers and definitely piqued the interest. So putting you guys out there. So I'd definitely say a good strapper, a hard worker.
Thank you very much, man. That's what we want on the show. This is a positive show. We're not like those negative guys.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want everything shut down every day when one strapper goes to a casino like the St. Louis Cardinals apparently went to the casino, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they got their Rona. Hey, Brandon, appreciate you checking
Thanks,
in, man.
Brandon.
Make sure you tell your friends and listen every day, man, or we will send people out looking for you. I have friends up there at State College, Harry. I have lots of friends. Meanwhile, let's go to the strapper line. Josie, let's bring up the first strapper of the day and see what they have cooking on the strapper line. Pre-recorded, of course.
Strap on. Strap off. Strap on. Strap off. The strapper line. Hey, guys. All we've been hearing is how great it will be to watch live sports on TV and how the ratings are going to be just through the roof. Well, the ratings are in for the Clippers-Lakers game last night. I don't know if it's good. It had just slightly more than 3 million, which barely puts it into the top 10 NBA games this year. The Pelicans-Grizzly game, it's not even the top 25 game viewed this year. So, I don't know. Maybe bending the knee and all these shenanigans, I don't think those are great ratings. They were number one and number two for cable ratings, but Hannity and Tucker Carlson had more viewers overall. So
yeah, I understand. I understand that.
It's not that great. I don't think those rating numbers are great. Thanks.
No, that's a good question. I saw that, too, and I saw that baseball the first night, they had a lot. Like the Yankees game the first night had 4 million, which is more than the NBA. See, I said this on Friday. There's going to be so many sports now, and so they're going to be they'll be cutting up the audience, slicing it in pieces.
Right,
now, there's people who just watch hockey who don't watch the NBA. There's people
they cannibalize
who just watch
one another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there are people. Not everybody watches baseball, right? But when there's a big matchup on, like when the
like
Lakers
Yankees and, Nationals did really well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't know what the Yankees-Red Sox did
this weekend.
You would think, but they play each other so many times anyway, so it's not like every game is special anymore. And the Red Sox suck, by the way, right now.
Red Sox aren't good, yeah.
So when they're both good, it becomes a more compelling game to watch.
Yeah, that Jazz-Pelicans, he talked about that. That averaged 2.9 million viewers. But remember, that started really early. 6:30 was the start of that game. So out west, it's 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, but you should be able to. Everybody's at home. They can't go out in California. What are they doing at home? They're watching the basketball game.
Are they out in Utah? Are they at home in Utah?
What do I look like? Doppler radar? Do I look like I'm coming in from the International Space Station on the great spaceship? Did you watch the splashdown yesterday?
No, I did not.
I was all over that Discovery Channel.
What splashdown?
The SpaceX.
The Falcon came back.
Yes.
Or no, Dragon.
The Dragon. which was the very first Elon Musk spaceship that was flown into space, carrying the two astronauts up to the International Space Station 2 months ago. Remember?
Now, are they still up there?
No, they came back yesterday.
So the last many times people went up into space, it was through the space shuttle, so they landed. This is the first time in 45 years where a capsule came back and landed in the ocean.
Yes, back in the day in the Apollo when the moon stopped.
Well, yeah, they'd have re-entry.
They would re-enter, and then they would come in, and there would be a parachute, and they'd drop in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Now they dropped into the middle of the ocean, and they have fast boats get there right away, and then they bring it onto a ship, put it on there, and it took a while to get them out. But the amazing thing is, you could see it like when they deployed the parachutes, and they were still like 40 miles up in the atmosphere, and you could see the parachutes coming out with the technology now.
Perfect landing.
Now, where did they land?
Right off of Pensacola in the ocean.
Oh, in Florida. Okay.
So they have an idea where they're landing, so they have boats in place, and as they know.
So the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, in the Gulf of Mexico, on the Gulf side, because remember, this tropical storm is on the Atlantic side. Right. So the weather was perfect. I mean, the Gulf was flat calm. Hmm. Perfect day, and it was gone. I love that space stuff, Aaron.
Weird thing that I thought that NASA and SpaceX would have had a little bit more control over were there were people in their own fishing boats and little boats that came out, and when it splashed down, they were surrounding it.
Hmm. Yeah, and I can't believe they allowed those, you know, because they have two fast boats, which are authorized to go out there with divers and stuff to make sure that the parachutes are pulled back in and the capsule's okay. And then all of a sudden, they're getting ready to bring in the big ship where they bring it up with a hoist and put it on the mothership, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
There were people like literally 20 yards away from this, and one boat had a Trump flag on it and went right by the front of the camera, right in front. So I'm recording this, and I said to Robin, wait a minute. I said, did that boat that just went by the SpaceX capsule floating have a Trump flag on it? And I rewound it, and it was. So I took a video, like a 10-second video, of there's the SpaceX capsule, and there's a boat going by with a Trump flag on it. I'm like, wow. And there are a lot of boats out there.
Oh, Tony, we do have one more strapper call, and it's a lighthouse theme one if you want to get to that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No. We interrupt our MAGA talk here, even though we don't talk MAGA. I was talking about the MAGA and the SpaceX. That's MAGA country out there, I think.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But we don't want to start off the final hour with that call.
The strapper call?
Yeah, it's about lighthouses. That could lead to something.
No, but let's do it right now.
Yeah, because we got a lot of car. John McMullen. Right. I want to strike while the strappers are hot. Let's go to the strapper line.
Tony, this is Captain Bob calling from the Fairport Harbor Lighthouse and Museum in Fairport Harbor, Ohio. We're on the shore of Lake Erie, just about a half an hour east of Cleveland.
Yep.
Look, you salty dog. After 60 years of duty, I'm about to hang up my lightkeeper hat and retire to a trailer park in Florida.
Beautiful.
There, I will probably await God calling me home, the result of a tornado or hurricane. Anyway, I heard you're a lover of lighthouses. Even though that makes you a little weird, I've got a proposition for you. How would you like to take over my duties on America's North Coast? You should give my offer serious consideration. Get out of the radio business. It's a dead end. You stay too long, you could end up broadcasting in some dingy-ass basement among cobwebs and spiders and black mold. No doubt you'll have a grouch for a sidekick. Well, if you're interested, give old Captain Bob a call. And, we'll leave the light on for you.
How about that, Captain Bob, man?
Sounds like a sincere offer.
Oh. Listen, I love lighthouses.
I know.
You know, I almost applied for a job as the keeper off of Richmond, California, with the brothers. There's two lighthouses
in the
rocks.
Yeah.
And one is called the East Brother Lighthouse, and it's a bed and breakfast. They were looking for a new keeper.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a partner. So it'd be a man as the keeper, and then the wife, they would run the boats back and forth to bring the people out to the lighthouse.
Right.
Go get the provisions, and then have to man the lighthouse and take care of the light bulbs and stuff.
Well, you didn't have a partner?
I didn't have a partner at the time.
Miss Robin said no.
Oh, I was in my loosey-goosey era then. Oh, I didn't want to get tied down.
This was the good old days.
No, this was in the midland days. Stick around. We're coming back.